Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
And it's that time. Time for Wanted Wednesday on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings 100.1 WRHI, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Lucas McFadden has the day off, and we're here with Trent Ferris, Public Information Officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. And Trent, we've got a couple of updates to give folks. Now, Operation Diamondback, let's catch folks up on what this is before we give an update. I think this is a very unique program that you, along with the Sheriff's Office, rolled out a couple weeks ago.
It's nothing really new. It's stuff we've always been doing at the Sheriff's Office. We're just getting out there and telling people we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, yesterday, we're going to talk about it in a second, we recovered two cars that were stolen out of Fort Mill that were found in Charlotte. And so the sergeant who's over our property crimes division, he took his phone, filmed it. Hey, we found these two cars in less than 24 hours that were stolen out of Fort Mill. I mean, that happens all the time. We recover stuff all the time. We do our job all the time. And this time we're just showing you and letting folks know we're not out there just letting you steal cars. We're finding them and we're letting everybody know about it. So you, hopefully the word message gets out there that we're doing this stuff and people stop stealing stuff, especially coming across the state line from Charlotte, because a lot of these folks that we're going to talk about today have come from Charlotte down to South Carolina to commit crime, and then they go back up to Charlotte thinking it's like, Hazard County, going, the Duke boys going across the county line and think they get away from the sheriff, that kind of stuff. So it's not like that. So we worked together, and we actually worked with CMPD yesterday to get those two cars back.
So this is called Operation Diamondback. Correct. That's right.
Because it's multifaceted.
Okay.
It's, all the different, aspects.
So not only have you found cars, what else have you found?
Okay. So this past weekend, if you watched us on our little program that we like to call Ride with Yoko, which is kind of taken off a little bit, it's Facebook Live. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like on patrol, live PD, local kind of stuff. But if you noticed that this past weekend, we arrested 9 people, 6 for various charges, 1 person earlier in the day was arrested, the day before, attempting to carjack a person in Lake Wylie. And so, and out of that, we had 3 DUI arrests as well. And we seized 43 grams of marijuana, 104 doses of Xanax, 5 dose units of fentanyl, and 3 grams of fentanyl powder, and then 2 illegal firearms. And then now, this weekend, 6 stolen cars recovered.
Wow. That's,
and then to update you, when we got the 2 cars yesterday. And sad thing about those 2 cars that were recovered, the suspects in that case were juveniles who already had ankle bracelets on.
Oh, wow.
Ankle monitoring bracelets on. They're suspects. I haven't made an arrest on that, but those are the people we're looking at. And it's sad. It's like, hey, if you got an ankle monitor bracelet on, don't go commit crime, because it's really easy for us to track you and find out that, yes, you were the ones who stole that car or something like that. So just there's your public service announcement for the day.
I've always been so proud of the fact that the stupidest criminals in the world are working right here in this country. Very proud of that.
Job security. So, from the – if you watch that in that case yesterday, we also had deputies received a call from a homeless female. The reason why we didn't catch those 2 people that were stealing the cars is because we were taking a person to jail for breaking into cars. It was the same night. I mean, this riding along with the Facebook stuff, it was all...
Is it all, like, in the same area? Is it all, like, in that Carowinds kind of area?
Yes and no.
Area?
It's, it's Lake Wylie, Fort Mill, and it kind of, like, bleeds into Rock Hill.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a countywide operation. And the only reason we didn't catch those kids stealing those two cars is because we were taking a guy who was breaking into cars in Fort Mill, you know, and we were taking him to jail. And in that case, the deputies received a call from a homeless female sleeping in her vehicle in the parking lot of the Comfort Inn in Fort Mill off of Carowinds Boulevard, stating that an older black male wearing a baseball cap was walking through a parking lot pulling on door handles. And the woman advised that the man, later identified as Franklin Roosevelt Chisholm of Charlotte, North Carolina, pulled on her door handle, waking her up, and then she screamed and he ran off. And deputies located Chisholm at the Motel 6 parking lot, hiding behind a vehicle. And when deputies found him, he quickly laid his 9mm handgun on the ground and got into the front of the, and laid it in front of the vehicle. And deputies quickly detained him, took him into custody, and found a small pry tool in his hand. And he was placed under arrest for breaking and entering autos, possession of burglary tools, unlawful carry of a firearm, and felon in possession of a firearm. So there you go.
You know, forgive me if we didn't talk about this on the last one of Wednesday. The reason for kind of bringing Operation Diamondback to light and talking more about these crimes, have you guys seen an uptick in car break-ins? Is that one of the reasons you guys have it out there, or no?
Not an uptick. It's just always going on. Hmm. And it's kind of the point of, hey, like with March Madness, the citizens of York County are tired of it, and sheriffs is tired of
just bringing it to light. Yeah.
Bringing it to light, let everybody know this is going on. So, one, people can take the precautions to protect themselves by, one, locking the car door. And we had this guy last night on one of our posts we put on Facebook say, you know, it's our right to do that if we want to. Yeah, but you're going to call us if your stuff is stolen.
It's your right to leave your car unlocked?
Leave your car unlocked, leave your stuff in your car, but then once it's unlocked and broken into and stolen, you're going to call us.
Right.
And you're going to say, hey, what, you know, I want my stuff back. It's also taken a lot of load off of us, the caseload, so we can actually, you know, go out there and start, you know, proactively preventing crime versus reactively, you know, reacting to all these crimes and everything.
Well, and I do like that you're being transparent and you're showing people that, you know, because sometimes if out of sight, out of mind, like you don't live in some of these areas, you're like, oh, this isn't going to happen to me. Well, this is happening all over the place. No matter where it is, it's happening on the good sides, the bad sides, the Fort Mill, TKK, Rock Hill, York. It's happening everywhere.
Right.
So do what you can to protect yourself. And then from there, if something happens, y'all will step in. But you've got to do your part.
Right, and being open and transparent about it. Maybe people will take those precautions. You know, it's all, you know, some of it's petty crime. Some of it's, you know, some of these violent crimes and everything. A lot of car break-ins. It's always car break-ins. But if we just keep reminding folks that this is going on, maybe they'll just, you know, yes, you may get your car window broken, but then your stuff's not stolen. Yeah. Then all you have to do is the insurance company says, somebody broke my window, can I get it fixed?
And then when y'all come to the driveway to say, okay, did you have it locked? You can not be embarrassed. Right. Say, yes, it was locked.
You know, years ago when we were doing another campaign about locking your car doors, there was a person in Fort Mill who said, hey, I see your reminders to lock my door. I just forgot to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, that's on you then. Yeah. You know, I mean, but we'll go find your stuff. We'll try to find the person who did this to you. So,
and lastly, on Wanted Wednesday, talk with Trent Ferris, Public Information Officer with York County Sheriff's Office. You have a note here, Wanted, on Wanted Wednesday. What's this about?
Well, if you were watching our live videos on Friday night, you were able to watch us as we were live during a canine track off of South Parham Road, which was another area that we were working for Operation Diamondback in the York area. And a person was suspected of a DUI and led deputies on a short chase. And when he finally pulled over, he got out of his car and ran. And we now know that that person is Anthony Eugene Craig. Craig is now wanted for possession with intent to distribute meth, driving under suspension, and obstruction of justice. He's a white male. He has a shaved, bald head, and he has multiple tattoos. His picture is on our Facebook page. You can go take a peek at him. He did tell deputies that he was going to turn himself in on Saturday evening, but he ghosted on our Deputy Charlotte Clark and did not turn himself in. So guess what? We made him Facebook famous and put his picture all over the internet. So now, and now he's being featured here on WRHI Wanted Wednesday because he was that guy who ran from that traffic stop.
Going back to the live Facebook broadcast with your Yoko Live there being in the car, you know, at its peak, Live PD, I would say, was one of the biggest shows in the country. And that is even in the world of streaming. it was getting massive ratings. And it's because something Ashley said, the transparency of being in that car and seeing how our law enforcement officers operate. And it's not just curiosity, but, you know, with everything that we have had happen with, you know, riots in the streets over the last 3 years and, you know, crime's gone wrong, whatever the case may be. I think people generally just want to see that. And I think it's great that you guys are doing it. I think it's awesome.
And it's Sheriff Tolson's excited about it. Yeah. He comes out there, you know, some of our operations and some of these Ride with Yoko ride-alongs, virtual ride-alongs, as we call it. And he was there that night. He was riding around with me for a little bit, and then he broke off and started riding around on his own. And that's all it is. It's transparency. I even wrote an article for the National Information Officers Association about, hey, if Facebook gives you the opportunity to do it, use it.
Right.
That's right.
Be open and transparent, because if you're not telling people and showing people what you're doing, they're not going to believe you when you just come out of the blue and tell them, like, hey, we're doing this.
As much as we talk about social media being toxic, it can also, on the positive end, be a very valuable tool. Very valuable.
Totally.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you 100%. I mean, social media is one of our biggest avenues, other than our friends here at WRHI, to get information out to the public.
Well, we use it too. So, I mean,
we use social media to, you know, we have our website, but most people follow us on our Facebook and Twitter page and Instagram. So, if that's where the people are, I mean, I think we have 84,000 followers on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's 84,000 followers that majority or York County citizens, but we have some people sprinkled all
over. And they
might
be more likely to come forward or give you tips.
Yeah, it's crowdsourcing.
If they don't have to, right.
It's crowdsourcing. That's why we put all that stuff out on there. It's like, hey, have you seen this person? Let us know about it. You know, call Crime Stoppers if you've seen this person, if you want to remain anonymous. We do ask that you don't sit there and put, you know, crime information in the comments section.
which I'm sure happens.
Yeah, it does FYI. All the time. And you message us, you send messages to us, and I'm the one person that monitors the messages on our Facebook page. So it's kind of like, if you send me a message on Saturday night, I probably won't see it until Monday morning. So it's probably quicker for you to call the old-fashioned way, 911, to give out that, you know, crime information.
I'm sure you get the comments. That's my friend's grandson, and he's a good boy. He wouldn't do any harm.
I seen it.
It was in my yard.
He's at the QT right now on such and such Boulevard.
That's what you call the old-fashioned way.
That's right.
He is Trent Ferris, Public Information Officer with the York County Sheriff's Office, and that is Wanted Wednesday. Trent, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.